they call that belly sliding.
Mm-hmm. Did you have one of those things with the two rubber bands?
What we call a nigger shooter.
Uh-huh. Where'd you get the rubber for those?
Oh, Johnny, from an old inner tube, automobile tire inner tube.
Mm-hmm. To go back to the farm again, if you wanted to carry a small load, what would you call that thing with the two handles and one wheel?
Wheelbarrow.
And if you wanted to sharpen a scythe or something like that, what would you put it on to sharpen it? One of those big old things?
Yeah, a big grinding stone, grinding wheel.
Mm-hmm.
See if there's another name for it too, I can't tell.
Whetstone or whetstone?
No, I've always thought of a whetstone as a
grindstone?
Small, almost a handheld sharpening device. Generally, of course, made of stone, generally a little finer. Putting a finer edge on something.
Any other name for the whetstone?
Sometimes I refer to them as soapstone, although the soapstone is the name of a type of...
Silicon. is that soapstone, is that coarse or fine?
Soapstone is generally considered to be fairly fine.
I use India stone because that's what it says on mine.
Well, now soapstone is a white, more or less a real fine granite or limestone.
Mm-hmm.
India stone is has a little more cutting power to it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there's varying grades of India stone too.
Well, I like mine.
Very fine to very coarse, actually.
You take whiskers off with it.
Is that right?
Yeah. It's not the stone though, it's the knife.
Oh.
Is that big one ever called a grindstone or a grinder?
Yes, yes, I've heard it called grindstone quite often. I probably used this term too. Probably that's a more familiar term. It was probably the term I was searching for and couldn't think of.
In parts of the state, that's a grind rock and a wet rock and a sand rock and lime rock. Not limestone, it's lime rock. Again, this is southeastern.
Southeast.
What do you do every 1,000 miles with your car?
Lubricate it. Possibly have the oil changed.
And what do they do? What do they do when they lubricate it?
They grease the various bearings in the undercarriage,
mm-hmm.
ball joints, the tie rod ends, this sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. And did you say something about changing something?
Change the oil.
Mm-hmm. What sort of illumination did they have before we got electric lights?
Oh, kerosene lamps, or coal oil lamps.
Any difference between kerosene and coal oil?
Not to my knowledge. I think the term, I always thought of them as being one and the same. There may be some technical difference.
Which did you use as a boy, or did you make
a distinction? I think we had a kerosene lamp we took on camping trips and things like that, but other than that, we didn't have much use for them.
I talked to a lady down within 5 miles of Norman. Until 1948, she had carbide lights in her house.
Is that right?
Great big old house up on the hill. They had their own carbide plant.
I didn't know there was any carbide used in this part of the country.
It amazed me. But they were about 3/4 of a mile from the High Line, and they had to pay for their own post and their wires to put the thing in. It took more than one post. But they were happy with their carbide, and it was all paid for, and it was working, so they just stuck to it.
I didn't know there was any carbide used. There's lots of areas here that didn't have electricity up until just a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I remember driving through a lot of these rural communities where it was obvious they were using kerosene or coal oil.